with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is December the 24th, 2021. Well, how can I not mention the birth of the Savior on Christmas Eve? Christmas is one of my favorite times of year. I love celebrating the birth of Christ. It's also the time when I get to spend time with family. You know, it's easy to visit my family. My wife has the big family. But we'll cross paths with most of her immediate family this weekend. It'll be a blessing to see those who we haven't seen since last Christmas. May the Christmas season bring joy to your heart also as you celebrate the birth of Christ. In yesterday's daily Bible reading, I read about Jotham. 2 Chronicles 27:6 has this to say about Jotham. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Jotham is one of the few who are known as a good king in Judah. He followed in the ways of his father, and he set his ways before the Lord. He was not perfect in his leadership, but his goal was to follow God. I read a commentary that said this, while there was no definite national reform during his reign, he seems to have gone quietly forward along true lines, and his strength is attributed to the fact that he ordered his ways before Jehovah his God. That was Morgan that said that. So, you know, we always strive to live perfectly before the Lord. However, you know, sometimes we struggle a little bit in that area. We're not always perfect. We're prone to sin. Like the song says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. And so, we know there's times that we're prone to wander. Jotham apparently was that way. He didn't perfectly follow the Lord. And even though he was not perfect, Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord. In other words, he wanted his ways. He wanted the Lord to direct his ways. As we look forward to the upcoming year, let's determine to set our ways before the Lord. If we determine to prepare our ways before the Lord, we may see that we can grow mighty as we seek to follow God. Just like Jotham, who was strong because he ordered his ways before Jehovah. If we prepare our ways, we may find strength in following God. So one thing which is important to remember about life is that it is short. However, it's also important to remember that we live life as a marathon. We can't worry about momentary setbacks. We must just continue to persevere in following God. The best way to persevere is to set your ways before the Lord. If you set your ways before the Lord, then you're more than likely going to follow Him. So as we look forward to 2022, let's think about setting our ways before the Lord so that we might find strength in following Him. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the Savior who is Christ the Lord. We also thank you for the examples we find in your word. I pray that your people will be encouraged to follow you, even though they may stumble on the path at times. I thank you for Jesus, and I thank you for the eternal life that we have in Him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'll see you on Monday, and until then, this is Brother Mark signing off.